Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We go to the phones. He's a three-time World Series champion, Brian Sabian, kind enough to join Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Brian, we appreciate the time. First and foremost, how are you and the family doing these days?
In Arizona, and it's on its way to 110.
Well, good luck with the air conditioning, Bill. I used to live in Las Vegas, so I know how those things get. All right, let's start with this. The topic today, greatest Bay Area sports moments. It's perfect to have you on, and we appreciate the time because the Giants have given us so many of those moments. You know, throughout your career with the organization, when you're asked a question like that, there are some obvious ones that come up, some not so obvious ones that come up. What jumps out? Like in your mind, the greatest moments that you ever saw from the San Francisco Giants. What are you thinking?
Well, games aside, the parade in 10 just blew everybody away. I think that was the outpouring of emotion, not only in Northern California and San Francisco, but, you know, every Giant fan, young, old, and those that passed away with relatives able to see such a momentous feat. That really, I think, galvanized that team's, passion or understanding that this was really bigger than just 1 year, and we were in a unique window, which ended up being winning 3 in 5 years.
Just looking at that 2010 season, it wasn't like you guys were dominant start to finish, world beaters, but you happened to catch it at the right time. What do you remember about some of the moves you guys were able to make midseason and being able to see those pieces come together?
Well, as you know, San Diego jumped up so far ahead of us and was playing so well. We had to take care of business along the way, as well as they had to have a 10-game losing streak for us to be coming down to, which was, going to decide it all the last weekend in San Francisco. But what I remember is a perfect storm of guys stepping up, whether it was Huff, who was new to us, Wilson's 45 saves, Buster and Bumgarner coming up. The pitching staff was very formidable, including or especially the bullpen, as we added Lopez and Ramirez. And, speaking of the bullpen, I think they're probably the most underrated thread throughout the three World Series, especially the core four. And we got used to playing close games, and we got used to, every day could be our last. So by the time we were able to eliminate San Diego, I think we were empowered to take on whatever came, and, that became history in 2010.
No question. When you think about just the different moments that they have, I know in San Francisco they talk about the catch with Clark, but there was other moments that led up to that. Is there a particular moment when you're just talking about in baseball, then when you were putting this thing together, you said, okay, this is that moment where I feel that, hey, it's going to be a defining moment where our team is going to be trajectory for success. Was there a defining moment that you thought that was greatness?
Well, to watch Buster and Bumgarner come on the scene, being so major league ready, let alone produce the way they did it. If you remember, we were put in a position to add more offense. Benji was still the catcher and doing a great job, and we brought up Buster to get at bats at first base. And then once we saw that Buster could handle not only that assignment, but, catch our major league staff, we were put in a position to really have to trade Benji to give Buster his chance. And then, as Bumgarner was just a man child from the day he stepped on the scene, and his moxie at such a young age really fueled the fire of other veterans or older pitchers on that staff, older starters.
Brian Sabian joining us here on 95.7 The Game. You know, if I narrow down the scope, we've taken a lot of calls and a lot of people on the text line weighing in on one giant individually, and that's, of course, Timmy Lincecum. When you're thinking about Timmy's career and some of the great moments he's put up there, there are the no-hitters, there's the 14-strikeout game in the playoffs. Which Lincecum moment would you narrow down as perhaps maybe your personal favorite?
Well, I think, you know, he is the anchor of the 10 staff. And the fact that, you know, he was such a force. He was a strikeout waiting to happen in any at-bat. As you said, he already had the accolades before we got to the 10th season. And, you know, whether it was the addition of Verl from the outside or, you know, even Ross on the waiver claim, they were blown away as they came into our clubhouse to see, you know, these young guns, so to speak, so buttoned up and, you know, able to take on what was in front of them, because we literally had to pitch our way through that regular season and all the way to the end to winning the World Series.
And you mentioned,
was, you know, the biggest cog in that. Although Matt had a big year. He was well over 200 innings, and that, by that time, him and Zito were the eldest statesmen.
I'm glad you mentioned Zito, because I think he gets a bad rap for, everyone remembers the contract, $126 million, but is that moment when he comes through and gets the postseason win, is that one of the more underrated moments that you would look back on throughout the championship run?
Oh, I would think so. Not only vindication for him, but much needed in our, in respect to what was going on, as you know, first with the Cincinnati series and then St. Louis in 2012. But he also was a huge influence behind the scenes with these younger pitchers, you know, with his professionalism, his work ethic, his personality. And he was a great addition. It didn't work out in totality as far as the numbers, but, you know, Z's got a lot to be proud of, you know, having been a Giant, and we were glad to have him.
Go ahead, Law, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. When a guy you mentioned earlier who you brought in, and what did he bring just to the table? Pat Burrows. What did he? What type of a leader was he in the clubhouse?
Well, he was a very confident, Mazeley player and hitter, and really had a good constitution of how he approached the bat.
Sure,
he really could grind out, you know, any at bat against any pitcher, and he developed a philosophy. Him and really Huff. As to, you know, let's get this starter out as soon as possible, then we'll work on mid relief and we'll take our chances and turn it over to our bullpen. And
wow.
I think, you know, he was the type of guy, as he hit some clutch home runs and drove in some big runs, that became an anchor, not only the lineup, but for, you know, our players to gravitate to. You know, it was a sum of its parts type of offense, you know, including guys like Uribe during a regular season, and of course, would be the one to punch through the you know, whole playoff situation without Cody Ross. So, like I said, it was a perfect storm of just you know, almost random contributions at the, you know, times that you needed it most.
Three-time World Series champ, the great Brian Sabian, kind enough to join Jolo and Dibs on 95.7. The Game. Brian, we appreciate the time and especially the trip down memory lane. Thank you so much. Stay cool down there in Arizona.
All right, cuz. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.